And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We have a great show for you today. We're going to be talking tackle, and we're going to be talking tackle day with the guru himself. Doug Kern is in the studio with us today. It's myself, Corey, hanging out, having a great time fishing with you. Pete is in Montana trying to sneak one last trip in there before the big freeze. Sounds like they have been having some great fishing back there. And Corey and I are just stoked to hang out and talk fishing with you with the tackle master, Doug Kern, a Fisherman's Landing Tackle. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading your text messages, great reports, lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's sport fishing voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The reels that Southern California anglers have been waiting for are here. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 40A and 50A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. Shimano has increased the fishability of the larger Talica models by reducing rotational resistance at high drag and improving durability in critical positions within the reel. The all-new Talica 40A and 50A now boast Infinity Drive, which employs two drag washers housed on the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system, while at the same time increasing winding power under a load by as much as 40%. The new Talica is built around a more compact, cold-forged machine aluminum one-piece frame. Plus, there's also a new higher high gear built with a Southern California angler in mind. The new Talica 40 and 50A are available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Daiwa, Salty Crew, Shimano, Iser, and Power Pro. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo's kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 1st.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way with the GOAT modes. That goes over any terrain. It's time to see Ford in a new light. New inventory has arrived. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to take a test drive today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right. Welcome back. Let's Talk Hookup, and stoked to be talking Tackle Day today.
Today, I can't wait. Yeah, today is a very fun show. Always look forward to this one. It's where we get to talk a bunch of tackle, and Tackle Day is coming up next weekend, a week from yesterday, next Saturday, November the 1st. And, you know, we worked so hard to put this one together, and I've been probably inappropriately spilling beans that, you know, hopefully Doug hasn't been listening to every show and heard all the things that I'm probably not supposed to say, but I've said anyways about it. And we just, yeah, Tackle Day is just a very fun one for us. It's the event that Fisherman's Landing Tackle puts on. I said it yesterday, we try to make a very big showing anytime we go to an event. We love PCS show, we love Day at the Docks, we love all those things, but this is our event, and like, we just try to pull out the stops, and Doug does some things that Doug just doesn't do throughout the rest of the year when it comes to Tackle Day to make this thing cool, and it's going to be really fun to get to hang out for a couple hours and talk all about it today.
Yeah, and I heard all the stuff you've been saying.
Uh-oh.
And it's easier to get forgiveness than permission,
yeah.
So we'll just hope we fly under the radar.
I'm just proud of it, man. Like,
I know.
It's some really good stuff, and I think that's what I've been trying to mention. It's like, it's just, this is a lot more than a parking lot sale. And a parking lot sale is a great thing on its own. That's no knock to a parking lot sale, and that's no knock to any of the other sales out there whatsoever. They're all great, and they're all awesome opportunities to get tackle, but this is the very best sale that we have throughout the year by a big margin, and it's more than just that. It's an event to come and hang out and see all this stuff.
I kind of view it as, you know, if somebody's putting on a party, they want to take care of their guests, and our customers throughout the years and the decades have been our mainstay, and they're our guests and they're our friends. And yes, we're going to get rid of some of our, you know, Doug's buying mistakes. We're going to get rid of items that have been discontinued at ridiculous prices, and the sale is always part of it. But we have so much more going on this year than we ever had. We really turn it into an event more than a parking lot sale, and we'll talk about some of those features as we go through the show, a little by little, so that we can elaborate on each one. But you know, I think everybody knows we have the Shimano and the San Diego Anglers Casting Contest. Surface iron, which relates exactly to Fisherman's Landing. Most casting contests are a spinning rod or a bass rod going into a little hula hoop, but we're right on the bay, and so we're bombing, like, you know, 70 to 100-yard casts down the way, trying not to hit Pete's boat.
Yeah, for those that don't know, the casting contest lane goes along Fisherman's Landing. There's a nice open lane. I mean, you can make an over 100-yard cast. However, the closest object to get struck does happen to be Pete's beautiful new Striker. I mean, he is the closest thing to the line of fire. So usually if Pete's in town, we'll just kind of edge it around or maybe move it to another spot. But there's been times when Pete was out of town or it just didn't happen. And, like, it's in the line of fire, boy. You get a little off,
well,
you know.
And there's another danger zone that's across the casting lane from there, and that's Frank's window.
Yeah,
you gotta be careful.
One of my favorite moments ever. The casting contest is one of my favorite things. One of my favorite things at Tackle Days. It's super fun. It's my favorite always is like the couple of buds that are standing in line and waiting their turn, and it's the BS in between. So, I guarantee I can cast with you. I'll buy your lunch if you think you can get farther than me. And it's like the side bet fun. But every year when it comes out, we always, you know, you got to make sure that the gear's working right. You got to make sure that the laser finder is accurate, all those things. So there's always several little mini tackle shop competitions.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And one of my favorite, we were doing that, making sure the gear was right. Everybody was having their, you know, pissing contest about who's the farthest caster and all these things. And Tim Ekstrom walks by, who's, as you know, Tim's the alpha, no, never afraid of competitions. Like, let me see that thing. And, like, just... Tim made a couple of great casts, and maybe his third one was the one that just, I mean, we all know it. We've all had the one where everything flows right. The rod loaded perfect. It unloaded even better. The reel's just firing. Tim uncorked what is still, I think, the best cast that I've ever seen come off the dock. And that lure climbed up to a nice altitude, leveled off, and was just cruising. And it was going to go forever. And I remember him, like, us both, like, looking at that thing flying, and us, like, both, like, oh, F, you know, like, he stopped that jig, and it hung up in the tall lamps, almost, you know, I'd call it a street lamp, it's not that, but the tall lamps that were in front of Frank's office. I'm certain.
Over the boardwalk.
Yeah, exactly. I'm certain.
I mean, just on the edge of the boardwalk.
Right.
Like, heading towards Frank's window.
had he not stopped it, that 7X blowing right through that window. I guarantee, still the best cast, and I have not seen one close to it yet. He was going through that window. It's my favorite casting contest moment yet. Unfortunately, the crowd wasn't there. It was on like a setup day, but it was, that thing was moving.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was fun.
I've always thought, you know, maybe someday we'll do this. We should have like an exhibition, you know, a pros exhibition where they bring down their 10-foot rods and, you know, whatever jig, you know, has a little bit of the right, you know, aerodynamics and the right weight, and just see, like, you know, Danny Wade and some of these guys just unleash as just an exhibition. You know, how fun would that be for people after everybody's thrown, you know, a good cast, and everybody says, oh, I throw 100 yards. No, you don't. a 70-yard cast is a very legitimate,
fantastic,
gonna catch yourself a yellowtail cast. And when some of these guys, you know, get an 80, 90, 100-yard cast, it's really... It's just an amazing...
Something to see.
You just can't believe it. It's like when, you know, and I've done this at Torrey Pines. I stood on the tee box with Tiger Woods, and he unleashed a 350-yard drive, and it's like, okay, those guys are in such a different league.
Totally.
I think it'd be fun just to see, you know, get, like, the five guys that are the who's who of bombing surface irons and let people see what... You know, what really the upper echelon is of that sport.
Because the casting contest, the gear is provided, sponsored by Shimano, and it's two great outfits. It's a Terramar 9-foot heavy surface iron rod, a Tranx 500 reel, 40-pound mono. And that is a fantastic outfit. But just like Doug, you're saying, you know, you have a 10-foot 100J Trinidad 20 all tuned up. Our jigs are Salus 7X light, but they also have a little bit done to them. We have the hook removed. There's a little bit of padding that is wrapped around it just in case the Frank window gets in the way.
Yes.
So
or a person standing on the sidewalk,
for sure.
You know?
It very minorly, but it does. It does take away from a little bit of the aerodynamics, but that's also not the end of the world because our lane is perfect for 100 yards plus a little bit, which is beyond the distance of most everybody, but not everybody.
Nope.
So it's all good, but I'm with you. I would love to see one of these days, like the run what you brung, you know, bring your own, you know, side competition. But how cool is that casting contest that anybody can come down? It
yep.
is completely free.
Yep.
And whoever makes the longest cast wins a brand new Shimano reel valued at over $500.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, nothing.
Yeah, donated by Shimano. And then second prize is one of those 9-foot jig sticks that we use. Not one of the used ones, though. You get a brand new one. And then the third prize is kind of the fun one. And now with the price of jigs, it's
for
actually
real.
Worth a little bit. But we take our guys in the shop, and each guy gets to pick their number one surface iron. So you're getting, like, they're going through the wall, looking at the edges,
yeah.
you know, making sure that this is a jig that's going to be a swimmer. And then we put 6 of those jigs in a Plano box, and they win that. And so, I mean.
How cool.
We don't put any restrictions on the boys, too.
Yeah.
So
no.
It's like a Plano box has however many spots it holds, 6 spots or whatever. Like, if you pick your one, don't worry about the price tag. If it's a $40 two-fish jig CNC, if it's an old-school Taddy 45, if it's a 7X Lite, whatever that is. No restrictions. You pick your favorite, and that's what one of the casting contests
is. So that's third place.
That's third place, yeah.
Yep, and then we also do a ladies and a juniors category, and they each win a Shimano rod, a Terramar rod. So we've got 5 good prizes, and you know a 12-year-old kid is not going to be able to come up there and compete, you know, with some of the guys that can throw a jig 80 yards. So we give them their own category, and they're competing against, you know, young guys their own age.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And I'm not sure we need to have a ladies contest with the link to some of these casts that the ladies have done, but we keep it intact.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a fun one.
And what a fun day.
The one last thing that I always like about it, too, is you get it's free. You get your one cast. So you basically get 3 casts. The first one is a practice, and it does not count, even if it happens to be your best one. And the reason for that practice is it allows our flagger to at least kind of get in the range roughly of where your jig is going to land. And then the next 2 count, they're measured with a laser range finder. And then, you know, the best of those 2 becomes your cast. Now, if you know you could have done better, like, man, I just, my line fluffed up, the wind was bad, my buddy sneezed when I was casting. If you know you could do better, you can get back into line, make a donation to Friends of Rollo, I believe like $5 or $10.
I think it's $10.
Yeah. So if you need to have a second shot at it, you can throw $10 to Friends of Rollo, and then you can get another shot, and you can give it another go.
What a cool deal.
But we don't let people go 20 times, because eventually you're going to uncork the winning, and we want to keep the line moving so other guys can do it. But yeah, you go to the back of the line, you get one shot at redemption, and you know, maybe that gets you into the money.
Yeah, and that's just one of the many things. You know, it's a sale first and foremost, no doubt. Like, it is the probably best I know it is. It is the best sale of the year that Fisherman's Landing puts on in terms of incredible deals.
And I know this is the year that's the best year I think we've ever had. This is our 21st year of doing this, and we always have some great, I mean, anybody that's come down here knows we pull out all the stops, but we just found ourselves after the COVID era overstocked, a lot of manufacturers discontinuing items, and we've found ourselves with a lot of this stuff left in stock, and we just decided, you know, this is the time to get rid of it. And Rick talked about it yesterday. We have 2 absolutely first-run awesome lever drag 2-speed, the Pan and the Shimano. And they're going to be hundreds of dollars off of the retail value, just because we need to thin things out a little bit, and we're not going to save it for some of the other shows. We want to do this at our home event.
Exactly.
You know, we could just as easily take it to some of the other things that we do, but this is a, you know, customer appreciation type of a day. And we want people to come down, and if they're in the market for a 2-speed reel and they happen to be those sizes, then might as well save the money and you know, and then you get the free line on top of that. I mean, you're getting a...
Come on, and then...
See, I didn't mention that because I didn't know that that was even the case. Like, I didn't want to say it because I didn't know that was the case. We're talking, again, I know I'm not supposed to say it, and I know that I can't say the number, but what I can say is I know that we're going to have Talica 20, first gen, probably the greatest two-speed reel that was ever made for a 20-year span for under $500.
Yeah, and that's what crazy. All these bluefin have been caught on, and long-range fish, and, I mean, everything else over the last however long they've had that reel, 20, 15 years, whatever it is.
And I didn't realize that, so on top of that reel for being under $500, you're also going to throw in, you know, they'll also will be, I mean, what probably is, depending on what you pick and size and everything, it's probably going to be another $100, $150 worth of line.
Well, yeah, on that thing 500 yards is what that holds, and, you know, that line is now $42 per 100 yards. You're talking about $240 or whatever it is.
Come on.
Yeah.
And so what, I mean, can I have my choices, Spectra? Or is it, I like PowerPro. Like, can I choose?
We have all the good brands.
Yes.
But some of, like, the hollow braid, yes. You know, hollow ace, those kind of things. We have a $6 per 100-yard upcharge.
Which is ridiculous.
So
that's
$30.
But also, I don't want to make it sound like you're being forced into one or the other. Like, there are really good first-run, everyday, what we use all the time, yes. Different Spectras for you to choose from for $0 also. So it's that caveat is just in case somebody really wants one of the ultra-expensive, just so we don't go too far backwards.
And the way we work that is you get 1 yard of Spectra per dollar spent. And that's to prevent some of the pretty, I'll call them pretty smart and and creative guys from bringing in like a 50 international and filling up 65 pounds so they can fill all of their buddies' bass reels for free. We're not going to give you 2,000 yards of line.
But like I said, you're gonna roll in TAC 20, under $500, free 500 yards worth of Spectra, done, out the door, epic.
I mean, if you're in the market to buy a reel,
oh, dude, it's it.
Where else are you going to go? I mean,
it.
Come on.
It's going to be really fun. And like you said, Doug, there's 2 hours worth of talking about all the fun and all the festivities that are about to be today. It's just going to be a really fun, killer show, and I just can't wait, Corey. It's going to be a really good one.
Definitely. Yep. We're going to have 2 hours of good times talking tackle days, and I can't believe it's already next Saturday.
So one treat that we always have is we're going to have Corey on hand. And so if you guys, I mean, you're the type of guy that people want to talk to because bass fishing is probably more technical than tuna fishing.
No problem.
And there's nobody in Southern California that knows this type of bass fishing, Calico Bay, all that. Than Corey, and he'll pick out the baits for you for your particular situation. So, I mean, that right there, you guys should put that on your to-do list when you come to Tackle Bay.
I appreciate that, Doug. I mean, I'm looking forward to being there, and I mentioned it a couple weeks ago. I was going to work on making some 7-inch flukes. I have made an awesome selection of 7-inch flukes that crazy deal.
That has taken over such a huge segment. You know, the white sea bass fishing, both up the coast, I mean, literally from home to the north of the Channel Islands, and then also at Cedros, that
crazy
fluke style fishing, it has changed how we fish for
them. I was just talking with RC this morning in the shop and explained to him, like, I'm bringing some 5-inch drop shot because it's the same, it's the same pattern, just a smaller offering.
Yep.
I was telling RC, I made both of those lures over 20 years ago.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Like, wrap your mind around it.
Yeah.
And it's come full circle.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's funny how the fish are the same fish that they were. They've been the same fish for thousands of years. And we used to use almost exclusively 4.5 and 6 ounce Hopkins spoons for Wahoo this time of year. Well, it got into other jigs and jig makers, and they're promoting it, and the Hopkins sort of just faded into the background. Well, a couple of our guys stopped making Wahoo jigs this year.
Like, two of our favorite jig makers both retired and just hung it up. Nobody else bought the company, nobody think, like, you know, one of the classic jigs. Like, oh, no, that's just gone now. Like, wait, what?
Yeah, so, you know, now we're down to, you know, maybe a 6X Junior Chrome, which are pretty darn hard to get, if you've seen that over the years.
Yeah, GRI make us those killer.
Yes, jigs. Right. Yeah.
Stinger heavies that are all wahooed out.
The Stinger's a skinnier jig, so you can crank it fast. and we put a high-end owner Siwash hook on that thing. So that is one of the ones we have left, but we resurrected that Hopkins spoon, and within the first trip, guys are putting pictures on the internet of smoking Hopkins them. Hanging out these 50-pound logs.
It was like such a funny blast from the past. Doug told the story perfect. Like, you know, Raiders kind of went away, the other ones went away, and it was like, you know, like, what are we going to do? Doug's like, I know exactly what we're going to do. I've been selling this lure for 20 years. I wonder if it's still around. Yes,
well,
it still is.
41 years.
Yes.
How crazy.
Got it, came in on the shelf immediately. It was like, oh, man, that's the hot jig. It's, you know, make sure you got a chrome 6-ounce Hopkins spoon or a gold way. It's like, this is the hot jig 30 years ago on the
Isn't
RP. You know, like,
yeah.
And, yeah, and it just, and instantly they start flying. Like, you got that, you know, they got that Hopkins. But again, it's everything right. It's short. It's heavy, it's flat, so it winds through the water real fast.
It
like,
sinks fast.
It's perfect.
The guys in their 30s are walking the aisles, don't even have a clue, and the guys in their 60s plus are walking by going, oh, my God, you have Hopkins back in stock.
That's pretty fun, man.
Oh, man, we're going to have a fun 2 hours, though, and having Doug Kern in studio talking Tackle Day, like we said, next Saturday.
Yeah.
Incredible. Come on down.
Yep, it's going to be a good one.
And so having these 2 hours with Doug in the World Headquarters overlooking the landings and, God, seeing the RP unload this morning and just seeing the action down there.
That is
gets my blood going.
Long-range boat
I love it.
Forever.
I know. It gets my blood going. And
yep.
You want to join us, you can do it on the phone. We have Jeff this morning, Rick.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
Jeff. By.
Jeff's waiting at the fan. The number, 833-288-0973. That's the number to the fan there. Or you can send us a text via the app. And I've seen a ton of texts already, Rick. There's a lot coming through. And if you want to do that, make sure you do leave your name and telephone number, because at the end of the show, we're going to have Doug flip the prize coin to see whether this $100 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle is going to a caller or a texter. And when we return, is there something else? Am I missing something?
No, I always have a question, though. Can they use that $100 on Tackle Day?
Well, I was going to jump in, but I didn't want to step on Corey over there.
I saw the look.
But, if you bring that to Tackle Day, and what I would suggest you do with that $100 is buy a $100 mystery box. And we'll talk about that after the break.
Hey.
But you
is
can
it Friend
that
Rallo,
in,
or is
you
it?
Can, nope. You,
okay. Just wait.
You can turn that into 250+. And maybe have a shot at a 2-speed reel.
What?
For $100.
Come on.
All right, let's talk about
that. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk About YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We'll have great savings from Daiwa on Saltus, Saltiga, and the entire electric reel lineup. A fantastic offer on the Proteus rods and SK jigs, too. Over 20 manufacturers reps, including Daiwa, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 1st.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Southerners Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about my fishing buddy Dan Hume and his amazing company, Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home, and that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 99% of termite companies are commission-based? Not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems. Not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com.
Introducing new PowerPro Max 8 Microfilament Braided Fishing Line. It's built for offshore anglers seeking smooth casting and control. PowerPro Max 8 features an 8-carrier Spectra HT construction that cuts through current with ease for precise vertical jigging with a 25% thinner diameter. Available in white and metered, 4-color for trolling spread control and precise jigging depth. It's stronger, smoother, and thinner. PowerPro Max 8 is now available at your tackle retailer.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And as mentioned,
okay,
right?
Yeah. What?
Okay. Well, so we're going to give away a $100 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop.
Right.
And
epic.
Rick's question is, can you use it Tackle Day? Well, the answer is yes. So we're going to go through a lot of the things we have on sale, but you know, we've got two of our best fluorocarbon companies, AFTCO and Seaguar, are going to be buy one, get one free. So if you bring your $100 gift card, you're getting $200.
Wait, did I hear this right? Buy one? Yeah.
Buy one.
Buy one, not buy two.
Buy one, get one free.
Yeah. I mean,
come on.
We all know through all the shows. Through
the gold?
Years,
can I buy the gold?
Yes, you can buy the gold. You
buy
can
one,
buy the
get
blue.
One free.
Buy one, get one free.
You can buy, we've got a little Premier in there too, which is not as used with this tune bite, but yeah, all of that, and the Psycho fluorocarbon, which is an A-plus that our long-range guys absolutely love. So right there, you can turn your $100 into $200.
Sure.
But if it was me, I would go buy. So we have mystery boxes. They're these colorful boxes, and we put pretty legitimate salt water. There's jigs, there's line, there's, you know, Spectra,
Fluoro,
just a wide variety. Hook. gift cards, to, like a half day trip, or I can just go down the line. There's rods, but obviously we give you a coupon for the rod and you pick it up in the shop. It doesn't fit in the box. So there's a $50 box, which is guaranteed to have at least $125 worth of saltwater tackle. A $100 box is guaranteed to have $250 worth of saltwater tackle.
That's our thing that makes sense.
Yeah, so you spend $100.
Yeah.
You do not know. You do not know what is in the box. All you know is there's going to be $250 worth of legit, real. It's no BS plastic from 30 years ago that's melted out that you would never use. It's all legit stuff from the store.
It's not
for today.
Trout.
That's
real.
What I'm trying to say.
Not
yeah.
Shark leaders.
Yeah. It's JRI surface jig.
Yeah.
It's this Taddy 45. The color isn't, you know, available anymore. It's hooks. It's passes. It's trips. It's fluoro. It's whatever. Yeah. $100 gets you $250 worth of stuff.
And then as a teaser, we're in some of these boxes, we're going to put extra.
Like
so there might be a rod. There might be literally a 2-speed reel. And then we have concocted a $1,000 mystery box that will be guaranteed to have a 2-speed reel, and you'll get a minimum of $2,000 worth of tackle in the $1,000 mystery box.
That is crazy.
Yeah, totally.
And we should have just made it an auction, because in the first 10 minutes, that's going to be gone.
Yeah, yeah. $1,000 box, guaranteed minimum of $2,000 worth of gear. Probably
yeah.
more than that. But yeah,
yeah,
guaranteed $2,000 worth of stuff.
So we're just making it
fun
for everybody.
And then what about the raffle to benefit Captain Rollo's Kids of Sea?
Well, yeah.
Like, how does that...
And anybody that's been coming here for the last 21 years to this event knows darn good and well that we have probably one of the best raffles in Southern California in the fishing industry. Rick is in charge of gathering the prizes, and everybody loves giving stuff to Rick for the raffle, because it's going for a good cause. They want to support us. And, you know, I think you mentioned yesterday on the radio, but Dallas and her team of expert just... so friendly and so engaging and fun to deal with. And they're selling the raffle tickets, and they'll have a giant table of raffles. Every one of the 25 vendors that we have coming to Tackle Day, part of that is we request that they give a prize. And sometimes it's, you know, it's a rod, it's a reel, it's you know, a $300 tackle bag. I mean, just everybody gives something pretty darn nice. And then we have all of our local businesses, you know, several restaurants, the fuel dock, the bait receiver, you know, just, and then a lot of our tackle companies that for one reason or another are not able to attend Tackle Day, you know, some of these are out of the area, you know, 1,000 or 2,000 miles, they all send something down. So there's, God, I can only imagine, you know, close to 100 gifts that we're receiving. I don't know for sure, but it's a huge raffle.
It's a fun one. And like I said, we teased it yesterday, but I got to just say again, the American Angler family, Lori, was so generous. I asked if there was any chance we could maybe get a T-shirt for the raffle. And Lori's like, no, we're not going to give you a T-shirt. Like, how about a two-day trip done on the American Angler? We got a this 2 day, and if that 2 day doesn't fit their schedule, they can just apply 100% of the value towards a longer trip, you know, in the future. That's a $900 value.
Almost $1,000.
Somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to win.
That's crazy.
Somebody's going to win a 2 day on the American Angler from a $1 raffle ticket. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's so cool. And we cut a big check to Friends of Rolla when it's all said and done. Like, the money's going to send kids fishing. It's just awesome. Yeah, I'm so proud of the event and the day and the support we get. A pair of Baker Marine binoculars.
Right.
All the bait scoop certificates, Point Loma Seafood, everybody. Just awesome. Yeah, it's a really fun one. And, like, we divide and conquer on asking for raffle prizes. Like, RC knows all the people down at Harbortown Pub, and they're giving us a bunch of killer, you know, swag and gift certificates for the restaurant. And, you know, Brandon's the Two Fish Jigs guy. So, okay, no problem, I'll get you jigs. And Darren,
we're going to have a lot of jigs.
Yeah, Darren's family owns U.S. Bacon. No problem, we'll get you some of these things. And, you know, it's just like all the cool stuff that people do, it's just awesome. Yeah, it's just all about raising money so that everybody that shows up gets a rad raffle, hopefully spends a bunch of money and a bunch of tickets, wins a bunch of stuff, and then we get to cut a big check to Friends of Rolla when it's all said and done.
And we do the raffles 3 times a day, because I know there's some people that might have a soccer game, a baseball game to take their kids to later, and so we don't scrimp on the early ones. We have, you know, a lot of nice gifts being given out throughout the day, so, you know, you don't have to stay until that last one, but I will say a lot of the grand prizes are given away at that last raffle.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to leave for that one.
Yeah, no, yeah. No. Well, hey, speaking of great fishing and great times, there was a great fishing trip that happened on board the Searcher, and our buddy Mike Cotter from the Searcher is on the line right now. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Rick. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. We kind of heard through the grapevine the last 8 days you've been on. We kind of mentioned it a little bit yesterday. You guys have been crushing them. Tell us about how the fishing's been going for you guys.
It's been good down here. We're actually rolling down another 8 day right now. There's some kind of wahoo just about everywhere down here on kelps, down at the rocks and the ridge. We've had good yellowtail fishing on the beach. And the great tuna down here right now is phenomenal. We're headed for the rocks. Should be there sometime tomorrow. And great to tune in down here right now. Like I said, it's phenomenal. So we just left on one of these ultra limited load trips this morning or yesterday,
man.
And all the guys are starting to get rigged up here. Everyone's excited. It's been good.
Got to just be licking your chops. You know, it sounds like the problem on the captain's seat is deciding which thing to deal with first. I mean, tuna that are up to and over 100 pounds, biting on the anchor, biting fly line, heavy, the epic yellowtail fish and the wahoo. Like, how does the guy in your seat decide when all options are firing and open and available? Like, how on earth do you decide what to go do? Like, everything that you would want to catch on an 8 day is available to you right now.
Yeah, that's it. And it's funny you said that. I got up about 3 this morning. I was still trying to decide where to point, but The report that, from the rocks yesterday sounded too good to pass up.
Nice.
So cool.
That's where we're headed. Yeah, the great Oahu down here right now, they're huge. They're like 50 to 90-pound fish.
Ooh,
unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I know on the last trip you said every angler tagged at least one Wahoo. Like, everybody had Wahoo they were bringing home. Some guys a bunch. I mean, it's so cool.
That's one of the goals for these longer trips. You know, a lot of guys, that's why they come on these trips to catch a wahoo. So, you know, we spend some time on each of these trips. Last year was a 7 day, but we spent some time trying to make sure that we can get everyone one and sometimes it works out, you get a bunch. Sometimes, you know, it doesn't, but seem to be doing pretty good at least getting everyone one, which is it's one of the goals we make for these trips. So everyone's very happy getting off the boat yesterday.
So, Randy, you talked about the grade of the tuna being being better than average. What's the tuna fishing been like, and how are you guys catching down there?
We fished the ridge last trip, you know, and there's a kind of like a mix. There's a good ratio of like 60 to 80 pounders, and a lot of the like 25 to 40 pound fish are catching them fly line and mostly catching the fish on the poppers and the stick baits and stuff, which is pretty cool. I was talking to one of the guys that's down here at the rocks yesterday. He said he had phenomenal fishing on mostly like 50 to 80 pound fish. Fly line and 80 pound bite down the anchor.
Oh
so
my gosh.
We're all excited for that.
God, that sounds good.
Yeah, we're stoked.
That's awesome,
Mike.
It
holds up. Yeah.
Well, glad to hear your last trip went so good. I'm sure you're licking your chops to get down there with one of those awesome ultra limited load. I'm sure the handful of guys that are on the boat are all excited. Any opportunities to come? You guys have any spots on upcoming trips this fall? Like, how's the rest of the season looking for the searcher?
Yeah, you know, we actually have one spot on the next 8 day. It's an identical trip to this one. It's ultra limited load, 14 guys. Everyone gets their own stateroom.
No.
Pretty cool trips. Yeah, it's we've been doing them as long as I've been here. I know Art did them for a while before too, and they're the guys really like them. They sell out pretty quick, and I think we had someone cancel or something. And so we got a spot on one of those coming up next week, and then we have a slightly larger load of 20 people the week after that. And there's a few spots left on that as well. So. Some very good fishing down here right now and some opportunity to get out with us.
Mike, that is absolutely epic. And like you say, yeah, strike while the iron's hot. It doesn't, 50 to 80-pound fish on the anchor biting 80-pound and wahoo zipping around everywhere. It doesn't happen all the time. So take advantage of this amazing fishing while it's happening. Well, a great opportunity. Yeah. Really appreciate that. If somebody wants to grab the spot on the trip that's leaving next week or the other limited load trip you have right after that, how do we get a hold of you guys at the Searcher?
You can go on our website, searchersportfishing.com, and book that way or give the office a call on our office number 619-226-2403. You can book either way. I don't know how much longer the spots will hold, so I'd get in on it while the fishing's good and while there's some availability.
Yeah, no doubt. Incredible. Well, really appreciate you keeping us up to date with what's happening down there. Congratulations on an epic, epic trip. And, man, shoot us a call next week when you're coming back up the line. We'll want to hear how these lucky 14 guys that are on the boat with you today ended up on this great fishing.
Sounds good, Rick. Will do.
All right, Mike. Appreciate the call very much. That's Captain Mike Cotter live from the Searcher. Epic fishing down below.
50 to 90-pound wahoo?
Yep. You know,
it's so cool. It's so cool what's going on right now.
The thing that comes to my mind when I hear him talking, the most common comment and question is in the tackle store, is, God, you know, when are the yellowfin ever going to come up here? I really want to catch a yellowfin. You know, I love these bluefin. And so we didn't really gloss over it, but, you know, we need to address it. If you want some of the best yellowfin fishing and some quality, I mean, 25 on up to well over 100 pounds, you owe it to yourself to get on an 8-day to 11-day trip, even a 7-day trip at the right time of the year, and get in on some of that, because the yellowfin is... That's what Fisherman's Landing was built on. That's what the commercial industry in Southern California, San Diego, was built on. And that's a coveted, prized, unbelievably beautiful fish. And you really owe it to yourself.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Well, and with the fish handling and fish processing we have today,
gosh.
It elevates it 10 more steps.
Well, yeah, that part of it, the you know, being able to have a quality product to take home.
Fisherman's processing.
You can't go buy that. No.
No.
You cannot go buy that product.
Absolutely not. No.
It's been so fun in the shops in the morning, just hearing the guys. Like, it's been fun seeing like the captains and the crews coming through the tackle store and like grabbing extra stuff or like coaching their passengers. Like, hey, this isn't normal. Like, you need heavy. Renee from the Shogun was in there yesterday, or the day previous, and it's like, no 40-pound. He said, you're not going to need 40-pound on this trip. 60, 80, and 100. Renee was saying that they had a day at the Rocks. They were on the anchor, 80-pound fly line sardine, and they had an average of 5 to 7 going all day. You know, it was the best kind of fishing to not so wide open that you can't get on them. It was like zone defense. Like, there was too many fish going for each crew member to be standing by one guy. But, like, okay, I'll take all the guys that are on this side. You get the guys on that side. And, like, as soon as you'd land one, the guy's screaming, hooked another one, line ripping off. It sounds so epic right now. God, I want to go.
Right?
Oh, my God, I want to go.
And there's a chance, like Mike said, he's got a couple chances.
That's it. Yeah.
Somebody, can join on the search.
Somebody will probably catch a 100-pound wahoo this year. You know, it's in the cards.
Yeah, we've weighed multiple 80s this year, and it sounded like he was talking about fish over 90. Like, it's going to happen.
How often does that happen? I mean, just out of curiosity.
It's rare here. Yeah. I mean, you know, Fiji and some other places they get them. But I remember Frank's office manager, Scotty, had caught a 106-pounder that was hanging on their wall. And, you know, that was back in the 80s. And it's very rare. It's as rare as catching a almost 600-pound blue marlin in Southern California waters, which did happen this week.
Yeah. Right. It's just crazy, right?
There's fun stuff going on in our ocean right now.
Oh, my God.
And how close to Point Loma was that? I mean, it was super close, right?
It was in, you know, 20-foot skiff range for sure.
Like the nine?
From what I heard, and I didn't get a chance to talk to Mark or Sean, but, like, you know, the report that I heard was, like, they were, you know, out fishing marlin west of the islands and pointed for Point Loma, and that fish bit from the islands to Point Loma is where they hooked that thing. You know,
insane.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
It was a 580-pound marlin. They're just swimming around eating that school-sized tuna.
Marlin.
That's what he was doing up here, was eating that 20-pound tuna that's around.
Didn't they just have the Bisbees?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what
it was caught during the Bisbee. And that fish was like 150 pounds bigger than the biggest fish of all of the heaviest hitters in the world fishing the Gordo and all the banks and dragging tunas and pulling big baits and pulling big lures. There was a, you know, Henwood and Mark got a fish that was, you know, outside of Point Loma, there was 150 pounds bigger than any qualifier of the whole tournament. It's so cool.
My jaw's dropped.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say. Hey, we're going to be right back talking more good times. We got Doug Kern. I know I can't stop. My mind's trying to wrap around that big of a blue marlin right in our backyard. But, hey, we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk About YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu. Simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We don't hold back on this one. Spectacular savings on a huge assortment of saltwater tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers' reps. Join our free casting contest, amazing seminars, a huge raffle benefiting Rollo's kids. Saturday, November 1st.
Hey, guys. This is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And having so much fun in the world headquarters this morning with Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing. If you want to join us, definitely one open line, actually, at 833-288-0973. And sent a lot of texts coming through via the app and giving away a $100 gift card. I did see a text.
Okay.
Requesting. How early can they buy the $1,000 box?
We're not going to release.
Oh, that's a good call, yeah.
We are not going to release that box 1 minute earlier than 9 o'clock.
Okay. Well, there it is.
That's on Doug. I just want to say that right now. That's on Doug. You're gonna. Doug controls the outside booth.
Yeah.
I'll be with my boys on the inside, so I'm happy that I won't have to determine who's the person that gets to get that, how the line starts, how the claim happens. Like, see Mr. Doug Kern for that one, ladies and gentlemen.
I know. I'm going to be in trouble.
Yes, you are.
There's 90 guys that are not going to get what they want.
We're going to have a lot of fun. Well, it's time to find out what's biting out there, Corey. And we got the catch report standing by. Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. We're going to have a fun one.
Yeah, first earnest brought to us by Norsk Lithium. And power your boat with Norsk Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norsk delivers unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Norsk batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. Upgrade your marine power today. Set up your system at norsklithium.com, or you can just go see the trolling motor doctor. We've got them on hold. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, the Wooly.
What's up, Wooly?
Good morning, Wooly.
What's up? Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Here? I'm good, man. Mellow week. We had a couple days where some boats didn't get off the dock, but kind of that time of year, you know. But, hey, water temps are stable in the half-day zone, 65 to 67, which is not doom and gloom by any means. There's still plenty of relevant action. The bass guys this week on the half-day run, you know, it wasn't red hot, but there was some surface action on the live baits and the rubber lures. Like, epic weather, right? Maybe a little bit of afternoon wind or whatnot, but there's that, you know, maybe 2 or 3 hour window from when this little marine layer burns off to when the sun's really kind of beating down on the water that bass kind of gets up and going. So that you know, really kind of was in play this week. Mixed bags of sculpin whitefish and sheephead were kind of the bulk of the half-day catch this week, but, you know, don't put the calico bass stuff away yet. You know, there's still plenty of that around. We've got nice anchovy for live bait. And, you know, I'll tell you, the guys that stick with it, you know, it's easy to get frustrated, right, when you're not catching one bait after bait after bait. That's not the time of year that we're in right now. But the guys that stick with it, change their baits, make the right casts, they're catching plenty of fish and they're having a good time. Three-quarter day, still focused on the deep water rockfish options. On the coastal side of that equation, the rockfish game, it was, you know, the red bocaccio and sculpin that filled the bags. I'm talking from, you know, that boundary line out in that box canyon area, so we're fishing anywhere from like 250, 350. Now, don't let that 250 throw you off. Remember, if you're seaward of that boundary line, your depth can be what it is. So you just have to be seaward of that boundary line. But then out deep in the 100-fathom areas of the 14-mile bank, the Chilis, the Bankies, Boccaccios were the bag fillers out there. Live anchovies on the dropper loops, fresh dead squid, and then the jigging game, all caught fish, and gosh, that quality of that rock cut out there in that deep water has been solid. It's been really good quality out there. And then for the Fury this week, they had some two-day trips that had them on the banks fishing that bluefin. Kind of like you mentioned, that Marlin food-sized bluefin out there, you know, schoolie-sized stuff. But casualties were at a minimum, so getting the job done early on that fish allowed them to get back to the island and tap into some of that really good yellowtail fishing that's going on there. That yellowtail fishing has been a day-to-day type of bite on the bait grounds there, but the quality has been really good quality on that yellowtail. It's like the 20 to 30 plus pounders. The amount of squid that's pushed into that island is bonkers. Marcus sent me a video last night of just like full all you want float in the deck lights. So it's been easy for those guys to kind of tank up on what they need. And then they've been able to parlay that, you know, through the night and into the early morning there into some yellowtail and occasional sea bass and then some calico bass fishing and stuff like that up a little bit closer to the island. And then along with that bass, the rockfish, whitefish have been kind of the fallback options. But that stuff's been biting really well on that side for those guys as well. So, hey, the weather this week looks amazing. So jump on a trip and come, stretch out some fishing line in the deep water or, fly line some baits with some small sliding egg sinkers or something for the bass on the half day. So give the landing a call here. Our number, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web as well at danawharf.com.
Willie, I do have a question. What's the hot outfit if somebody wants to catch a hake when they come out fishing with you?
Dude, right? Those we've been catching a few of those silly-looking things. Just drop a loop anchovy, man. Guys catching a couple on a jig here and there, but those things like the bait.
That's so fun.
That's the fin bit.
You guys always do such a great job with your social media, showing the pictures, and this is no doubt, you know, the most recent, those big Floridas and all those big killer chunky rockfish you've been catching, and then, you know, just as you mentioned, all those big yellows and the exotics from the bottom, too. It's been very fun, and, man, you guys are doing such a great job, and like you said, stable condition is everything. And it's the right temp, the right time, and the right time to go fishing. We talked about it a little bit yesterday too. Reservations this time of year are so important. It's for sure the difference of there are so many guys out there that think like, if enough people go, I'm gonna go, but they don't do anything about it, and then the reservations don't come, and then the boat doesn't go. And if you think you're going, man, just make that call, put your name down, let's go fishing.
Right. I mean, you got to build the trip around the interest, but you know, you want to fish the 14 with zero people, or do you want to fish it with 12, 15 people? You know what I mean? Like, put the reservation in there, let's get the boat out, and you're not going to be sorry. The loads have been light, and it's been well worth the extra effort to make an easy phone call, for sure.
Yep, no doubt about it. Well, great job. Fantastic report, as always. Appreciate it very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, boys. Have a great one.
All right. Hey, appreciate that very much, and thanks a lot for the call. Corey, let's snag a phone call before we get to our surf guru Gundy Gunderson report.
Let's do it, Rick. How about John? John Cole from Escondido. Good morning, John.
Hey, John.
Good
morning, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. No stripers yesterday, but we had a good time in the water.
Okay.
Everything was west of the inlet, and we were east of the inlet, but we had a great time playing golf this morning.
Oh.
But my question for the show is, if there's a reel that I like, but you don't have it, but you can order it, do I get the free line if I purchase it at Tackle Day?
You know, we take it on a case-by-case scenario, but for the most part, we have done away with doing special orders because we've disappointed way too many people. If we don't have something, it probably means the manufacturer's out, and then, you know, somebody plunks their money down, and a week goes by, and then a month, and so forth. I would talk to one of the guys in the shop, and depending on what reel it is, sometimes we can get a confirmation from the manufacturer outside in the booth that they 100% for sure have it in stock, and we try to accommodate a few of those, but we definitely, our policy is not to do that, just because it's turned into, unfortunately, a little bit of a nightmare with people getting upset, and we're upset too when the manufacturer can't supply us, and then you end up not getting your reel.
If the scenario is a Trinidad 20, we had 20 of them to start the day, and there was a big rush on surface iron yellowtail fishing, and those 20 got gobbled up, no big deal. We got you. But that's the problem on those reels, that you just don't want to – we're so fearful of tying somebody's money up and not being able to deliver because the manufacturer doesn't have it. That's what we try to avoid.
And this time of year, that's kind of a likely scenario. Everybody lets their inventory run down. And the only thing I can say there is there are other opportunities. We will be at the PCS show, both in Orange County and at Del Mar. We have day at the docks. And so it's possible or even likely that a reel that you might want would – not get used until after those shows. What reel do you have in mind, just out of curiosity?
he dropped.
I think we lost you on there. But yeah, all good. And like I said, I think that answered it perfectly. It's a case by case. Just grab one of the guys. Fortunately, Fisherman's Landing is very heavily stocked right now.
Yes.
So I don't see that issue coming up all that often. But you know what? That was a perfect explanation if it does.
Yep.
Well, hey, I had a fun text come through. It says, this event has been so successful over the years. It's where I do my shopping to get ready for the upcoming season. The fluorocarbon deals are insane, and I usually end up buying a reel every year. Doug, I'm wondering if you could lay down the parking situation for the area. I always get there early, so it hasn't been an issue, but I know it's on people's minds.
I would say the parking situation is the best it's ever been over the last 2 or 3 years. Our lots were kind of just open to the general public, free parking. And so everybody that had a sailboat out here in the harbor parked there, everybody going to the airport parked there. And, you know, we never want to charge people for parking. But when we started charging for parking, we opened up like 200 spots available.
That were just taken so miscellaneously, right?
Yeah, we didn't realize how bad it was. But
yeah,
some of these...
Airport parking.
Right.
Yeah, and some of these sailboaters were coming in all ticked off at us. You know, how come we have to pay? I've been parking there for 20 years, and we're going, well, no wonder we never had any parking for our fishermen.
And the airport's only, what, 2 miles, I'm guessing?
Yeah, it's an Uber
Not
ride.
Even.
It's like a $6 Uber ride, and you're there.
Guys would take the free parking spot
yeah.
and then just be gone. As soon as you started charging $12, up and there's parking everywhere.
So as a customer, I have to pay a little bit, but at least there's parking.
Yeah, there will be parking mainly across the street. We'll have 200-plus parking spaces on Harbor Drive between the two hotels.
Perfect. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. We've got a whole nother hour on 97.3 The Fan. We're going to be right back. We've got Gunny Gunderson, the Surf Report, when we come back on the Let's Talk Hunter app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Saturday, November 1st is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle to benefit Rollo's kids, great deals on tackle, and top tackle manufacturers like AFCO. Save huge on AFCO Psycho Fluorocarbon, clothing, gaffs, tackle bags, fillet knives, belts, harnesses, and more. It's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, Saturday, November 1st.
Haida Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, invites you to experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, the breathtaking scenery, the warm community, and a truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge, just steps from the Sanspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris. You will be fishing in pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook, King Salmon, Halibut, Lingcod, and much more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty. We pride ourselves on creating an unforgettable venture that turns first-time guests into lifetime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you will come back for the memories. We are booking now. Call us at 1-877-815-0000. 2892 or visit our website, qcsafaris.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where adventure and friendship meet.